come on into the common room. This is your safe place. This is Open Space.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Open Space. And today we will be chatting about national identity. But before we dive into that, let's take a moment for my guests to introduce themselves.
I'm Chris Toh and I'm 16 years old. We are from Christians Alliance Chiaminchi College.
I'm Fiona and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Ellie and I'm 17 years old.
I'm Cici and I'm 17 years old.
Thank you so much for coming in today and taking the time to chat to us. Crystal, let's kick it off with you and tell us a little bit about what you think national identity is.
One way our national identity can be best understood is through our strong sense of belonging to China. It is not a temporary feeling or condition, and it is not bound by our location at any given time. During the Sichuan earthquake in 2008, Premier Wen Jiabao wrote the words, "Difficulties rejuvenate a nation." During this crisis and others like it, Chinese people living in all areas of the globe reach out and send support in word, thought, and donations to help their fellow countrymen and women who were affected. The outpouring was immense, and it shows that no matter where we might live, it does not change who we are and the nation that we are part of.
So what do you think is something that we can do as a society to help each other more?
I think we can care about each other more, such as asking them if there's anything that we can help, such as our classmates, our neighbors, whatever we can help in our daily life.
Fiona, what do you think about national identity?
One aspect of our national identity is our connection to China via language and national symbols like our flag. As a proud Chinese citizen of Hong Kong, I'm honored to be able to speak Chinese. I feel such a strong connection to the language and it has really shaped my life. One dialect of Chinese we speak here in Hong Kong and much of southern China, Cantonese. Cantonese is my mother tongue and I use it every day to communicate with friends, family, teachers, and businesses. I'm also proud of my ability to speak Putonghua because it draws me closer to more than a billion of my fellow Chinese counterparts.
Ellie, what do you think national identity is and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, for me, an equally important aspect of our Chinese identity is how we explore customs and traditions. There are holidays in China that are unique to our culture and way of life. In Hong Kong, our traditional Chinese festivals, religious rites, and cultural practices reflect a strong sense of family. For instance, Hong Kong people visit ancestral graveyards to honor and remember the departed loved ones during the yearly Qingming Festival. At this time, we will sweep the graves and make sure they're properly maintained as the ultimate show of respect for those who came before us. The colors red and yellow that are commonly used in festive decorations as well as our glorious flag are also symbolic of other elements of our culture and serve as constant reminders of the beauty of Chinese culture.
That is amazing. I have to agree with you. I think Chinese culture has some of the best traditions I've ever known or ever seen. So I would love to know from you, what is your favorite Chinese tradition?
Yeah, for me, my favorite Chinese tradition is actually we have a lot of traditional activities that we can do in festivals, traditional Chinese festivals like Mid-Autumn Festival. We can eat mooncakes and seeing the beautiful moon at Mid-Autumn Festival with my family, so we can enjoy the family time, which is so precious for me, because at normal daily time, we as Hong Kong and most of people in the city or in this nation, we have a lot less time to unite with our family. So this is a precious chance for us to have a great activity to our family.
Cici, what is national identity to you?
I also think it is important to understand traditions and culture to develop national identity. I honor the traditional cultural values like filial piety. Chinese culture is based on filial piety. Even as an international metropolis and with the influences of Western and Eastern cultures melding together, The sense of obligation and respect we have towards our parents and family are overwhelmingly Chinese to their core and define us. The ideals of filial piety are inherited and practiced by many Hong Kong residents who always show their parents respect and take care of them as they age. They view filial piety as a crucial obligation within the family and on a personal level.
And how do you think you can encourage the youth to help more with their family or their elders or just in the community? What do you think is something they can do to help more?
I think they can, in daily life, besides helping their family to do housework without being asked, they can take some time to accompany with their parents, such as walking together, chatting or exercising together, even though they are busy with their schoolwork. Through these small actions, I think we can show filial piety to our family in their life and repay them for their upbringing.
So I want to ask all of you guys to give me one word or sentence of what national identity means to you.
I think national identity to me is sense of belonging, because I think as part of the nation, every one of us have the responsibility to take the initiative to understand the nation's history and care about the nation's development or actively participate in nation's events and response to the events. So I think national identity is sense of belonging.
Yeah, for me, I will use connection, this word, to describe national identity, because national identity is kind of thing to connect all the people with the same nation. Because, for example, like the COVID-19 we experienced recently, people were donating money to the affected city Wuhan in China. So I think it's national identity, this identity to put those people together, and they're willing to help others with the same national identity with them. So I think connection, this word, can best describe national identity.
I think national identity is the core of the nation, as when we, there are many cultural values in a nation like Chinese. We have filial piety, as I said before, and it can show our values of the nation and let the other nation of the people can know about the nation more. And yeah,
I'll describe national identity as home, because I'll speak Cantonese in my home, and I use it as daily life with my friends, with my family, with everyone here in Hong Kong or even in China.
Thank you so much, girls, for being here today. I really appreciated it. And ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard from Crystal, Fiona, Ellie and Cece on their opinions on national identity. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you again next time.